solution.
Despite pressure from liberal activists, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi opposes impeaching President Trump, at least for the moment.
Impeachment is a divisive issue in our country. And let us see what the facts are, what the law is, and what the behavior is of the president.
Thank you very much.
For President Trump, the idea of impeachment is, not surprisingly, a non-starter.
Well, you can't impeach somebody that's doing a great job. That's the way I view it.
Democrats may prefer to have the voters try and oust Trump during next year's election, says Matt Downing.
By the time impeachment proceedings were even to ramp up, you're talking about the end maybe of 2019 or early 2020, that creates its own complication because there's another remedy for removing a president, and it's called the election.
But I want to say one thing to the American people.
Democrats may also be mindful of what happened with the impeachment of President Bill Clinton in 1998.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Ms. Lewinsky.
Clinton lied about and tried to cover up his affair with intern Monica Lewinsky, which in turn led to his impeachment by the House.
The yeas are 44, the nays are 56. The motion is not agreed to.
Clinton remained in office after he was acquitted in a trial in the Senate.
I have accepted responsibility for what I did wrong in my personal life.
Republicans lost five House seats in the 1998 elections in what amounted to a political backlash over the impeachment, says Larry Sabato.
Given the fact that the Republicans took a wounded Bill Clinton and made him almost invulnerable for the rest of his term, should serve as a warning to Democrats.
Mr. Abraham, aye.
Sabato says the founders of the Republic envisioned impeachment as a rare event.
They didn't want presidents impeached and convicted and thrown out of office for minor offenses. They expected Congress to do it only in extreme circumstances.
In 1974, Congress began impeachment proceedings against President Richard Nixon over the Watergate scandal.
Therefore, I shall resign the presidency effective at noon tomorrow.
Nixon left office when it became clear that he would likely not survive an impeachment trial in the Senate. President Trump could face renewed calls for his ouster, depending on the findings of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report on Russian meddling in the 2016 election, says John Hudak.
I think if the Mueller report indicates some serious wrongdoing by the president and his campaign, it really empowers Democrats to begin deliberating how to move forward with impeachment proceedings.
For the time being, it appears more likely that President Trump will face the voters again before Democrats can mount any serious impeachment inquiry in the House. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.